Well, good afternoon, folks. This is Fran, and this is my first attempt at this audio boulark. The reason that I'm going to try it is because one of the things I do is work as a storyteller, and I thought it might be quite interesting to try and record some of the stories and let them, you know, have a life out there and see if anyone's interested in listening to them. But just as a starter, I'll tell you a little bit about where I live. I live in the Orkney Islands, which is a group of islands off the north coast of Scotland. Now, there's actually about 70 islands in the group, but only about maybe 19 or 20 of them are actually inhabited. We're a bit vague about it, to be honest, because some of them only have one person living on them, and sometimes that person doesn't live there for the whole year, so it's debatable whether they count as being inhabited. The biggest island is called Mainland Orkney, and we just refer to it as the mainland, rather confusingly. If we're talking about Scotland, or mainland Scotland, we usually say Scotland or mainland Scotland. And the Orkney Islands as a whole has about 20,000 inhabitants, and most of them live on the mainland. I live up in the West Mainland, which is very beautiful, very agricultural, like most of Orkney. Lots of fields around the place. I have a beautiful view. I can see the Atlantic Ocean away to the west, and looking to the south, I can actually see the mountains in mainland Scotland, in Sutherland. They look particularly spectacular when it's been snowing as well. I can see the hills of Hoy, which is the second biggest island, away in the distance, and then looking to the east, I can see two large lochs, Harry Loch and Stennis Loch, and they're the two biggest bodies of water in Orkney. I live about a mile away from a very famous archaeological site called Scarab Ray. Scarab Ray was discovered in 1850. It lay hidden under a sand dune until there was an enormous storm one night, a huge big storm which raged along the coast and just ripped off the top of this big sand dune complex. And the owner of the land, who lived in a big house called Scale House, his name was William Watt, and the next morning he went down to the shoreline to see what damage had been done, and to his astonishment, the storm stripping away the sand had revealed the remains of people's houses. And subsequent excavations that went on right the way through the 19th and 20th centuries uncovered probably the best preserved Stone Age village in Europe. And it consists of people's houses, stone walls, but more remarkably, it also has bits of furniture in it, again made of stone. You can see where the hearths once were, stone dressers and shelves, seating arrangements, box beds, and they're all made out of stone, all in situ, beautifully preserved. They found bits of jewellery, carved objects, remains of people's dinner, absolutely amazing. And it's a really astonishing place. You really feel as if you're kind of connecting to people. I'm not originally from Orkney, but my grandmother's family, if you go back far enough, are from Orkney. And it's a bit fanciful sometimes, but I feel when I stand on the edge of the houses at Scarab Ray and look into them that there's a chance, very small chance, but maybe a chance that these were the houses inhabited by my ancestors 5,000 years ago. And that's quite a nice thought, especially since I now live, as I said, about a mile away from the site. So if you ever come to Orkney, it's definitely one of the places that you should visit. And it now stands right on the edge of a beautiful sandy beach, looking out towards the west and the Atlantic Ocean. So definitely one to come and visit. Well, I've blethered on now for nearly 5 minutes. There's a surprise. So I'm going to sign off now, and if it doesn't sound too bad, I'm going to fire it up and let you listen to it.